Just 2 days after Pacific FC ownership group 6-5 Sports and Entertainment declared their exploration of a potential sale, the City of Langford issued a strongly worded press release on Friday, September 19, criticizing both the process and public comments made by club president Josh Simpson. Earlier in the week, Simpson made a public comment where he said the city had not been exactly simple to work with since Stu Young left. Langford called that statement inflammatory and factually incorrect. According to the city, Pacific FC currently owes $691,477.77 under the Indoor Training Center Agreement, an amount the city has held in abeyance in the spirit of ongoing partnership and to allow for continued negotiations of a long-term stadium use agreement. In addition, the club is in arrears for more than $90,000, which includes unpaid office rent, stadium rental fees, and game-related costs. The release also claimed Pacific FC owes more than $24,000 to the city's field operator and food and beverage provider. While all stadium users are required to pay facility rental fees at the time of use, the city has allowed PFC to accrue a negative balance in good faith, the release stated. Specifically, and rather than enforcing penalties beyond interest for outstanding amounts, such as locking PFC out of the stadium and office space, the city has chosen to honor the partnership and seek solutions that do not negatively impact fans, families, season ticket holders, or sponsors. The lease between the City of Langford and Pacific FC is set to expire at the end of 2025. Langford said communication from the club has been inconsistent, particularly when financial issues arise. Unfortunately, PFC has remained largely unresponsive to emails and phone calls to resolve the outstanding debts until it requires a renewed stadium use contract with the city, the release continued. This is a pattern that has persisted annually since the expiry of the initial 5-year stadium use agreement, which PFC chose not to renew for an additional 5 years at their sole discretion. Langford Mayor Scott Goodmanson said the city still hopes for a productive partnership but emphasized that taxpayer interests must come first. "We've made every effort to be fair, flexible, and forward-looking in our partnership," Goodmanson said. "While recent comments are disappointing, our priority remains with the residents of Langford and ensuring that public resources are managed responsibly. We remain open to working with PFC in good faith, but we also have a duty to protect the interests of our taxpayers." On Friday, the club released a statement saying their focus is on continuing the conversation in a private manner. "We are committed to working constructively with Langford and believe that continued direct dialogue, not public exchanges, is the best way to move forward," said the team in a statement. They added that they are invested in the Langford community and hope to continue their relationship with the city. "Our focus remains on delivering high-caliber soccer, growing the game on Vancouver Island, and building a bright future for Langford and Pacific FC together," they said. On Wednesday, Simpson told Victoria News that while 6-5 is exploring a sale, the club remains committed to its operations. "We've been at the helm now for 8 years from conceptualizing the league," Simpson said. "This is not a goodbye, it's a transition. The club remains fully operational and deeply committed to its fans and the day-to-day operations." He added that there was no urgency to complete a deal. "We're not in a time pinch," he said. "If we land the right situation, it could move quicker. If not, then it stays status quo. The focus will be on the right suitor, the right setup." On the field, Pacific FC has averaged 2,871 fans per game this season, ranking 5th among the 8 corporal clubs. That number is down slightly from 3,034 in 2024 and 3,193 in 2023. The club faces the Halifax Wanderers on September 20 and currently sits 11 points out of a playoff spot with 5 games left. Pacific hasn't missed the playoffs since the Canadian Premier League's inaugural season in 2019.